I don't know about you, Nicole, but it feels good to be back behind the mic.
And so it begins, season two of Climate Changed podcast, featuring Ben Joshua Davis and Nicole Dieroff.
Well, I'm so glad this podcast has included voices from both near and far.
I'm Peter Santoscano, the producer of Climate Changed. Nicole and Ben have a new season for you. I have spent many hours in the editing room, so I can confirm that the season will be filled with deep, moving, and honest conversations. They and their guests do not shy away from the challenges of addressing climate change. They're also not afraid to hope. With guests like Dr. Keisha McKenzie, they ask deep questions.
What can I influence? What is my contribution? What is my best gift to the collective that I care about? How can we grow?
They explore humanity, loss, and forgiveness with Indigenous practitioner Ray Buckley.
We would say that for a person to be a human being, which is the word both in Tlingit and Lakota, those words mean human being. For us to be a human being means that we live in a correct balance of relationship with the Creator, God, the people around us, those people who walk, who are human beings, but also in all of creation.
They feature Shannon Shaw, a British Muslim leader and the director of Faith for the Climate. Their conversation looks at ancient traditions and modern community building strategies.
You know, this thing about vision, what do you want the world to be? One of them said, but how do we go through this story? It's so despairing when we think about climate. You know, there's so much despair, and how do we do this as churches? I was kind of flippant. I said, hello, we are going into Holy Week now. This is when your Savior gets tried and condemned and crucified, right? What are you telling me you don't know what despair is? He gets crucified.
Yes.
But then there is the resurrection.
And perhaps most importantly, they feature guests who help us seriously consider what on earth we can do with a problem as big and thorny as climate change. Guests like Dr. Susie Mosier, a scientist and climate adaptation expert.
In climate change, I get that question all the time. What can I do? What can I do? I'm just this little person, you know, and this problem is so big. My answer used to be giving them a whole list of things that could do, you know, behavior changes in the household, or political activities like going to vote or engaging at the local level. These days, I ask people, what do they love doing? I ask them, how did they want to be in the community and how do they connect?
And Quaker author and environmental activist Eileen Flanagan.
There's a concept that I often teach called the four roles of social change that is based on research into what makes movements effective. One step is for people to figure out what kind of realm they want to work in, but also who they want to work with. The four roles are the helper, the advocate, the organizer, and the rebel.
And Deborah Reinstra, author of the book Refugia Faith, Seeking Hidden Shelters, Ordinary Wonders, and the Healing of the Earth.
Small is not insignificant. And I think that's another thing that people find encouraging about the whole refugia concept, is that it makes that small space that you feel you can be a part of and manage, it makes that not insignificant. There's always the potential to connect and to grow.
One theme you will hear throughout season two is a move away from individual action to community-based actions. Artist Rob Shetterly, who often paints solo portraits of people who tell the truth, reflects on the importance of working in groups.
That kind of vision, it is not about, you know, a hero at all. It's about a collective of people. who understand that sometimes the common good can only be protected by the common people. They have to do it themselves, and the more they are that are willing to take that risk of being part of that, the stronger they are.
Also joining Ben and Nicole is author Margaret Wheatley. For 50 years, she has prepared leaders to effectively lead in a world that is rife with conflicts and troubles.
The first thing is, it's all insufficient. It's never enough. We just have to live with that constant sense of sorrow that we can't have more impact. But we can't. But we can turn to where we do have impact. We can create the conditions so people rediscover what it means to be a fully functioning human being rather than a scared human animal in survival need. That work is abundant. I mean, it's if you just get your group together and ask them not what's wrong, but what's possible.
In season 2 of the Climate Changed podcast, Ben Joshua Davis and Nicole Dieroff will help you take an unflinching look at the devastating reality of climate change. Not to scare the snot out of us. No, they and their amazing guests balance an honest view of the problems with clear direction about how we can take up our roles in this rapidly changing world. Climate Changed podcast is a project of the BTS Center in beautiful Portland, Maine. Season 2 begins September 26, 2023. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts or visit thebtscenter.org.